In the small town of Garnett, Texas, secrets run as deep as the scorching summer heat. The story begins with an unforgettable discovery. Wyatt Branson finds a one-eyed girl lying in a field of dandelions. This moment sets everything in motion. Wyatt, already living under a cloud of suspicion since his sister Trumanelle vanished 10 years earlier, makes the fateful decision to help this mysterious girl rather than walk away. He brings her to his home, a house he repaints every June 7th with Chantilly lace paint, claiming Trumanelle selects it, though she's been missing for a decade. The girl, who he calls Angel, blows a dandelion wish that feels like both warning and prayer. Their encounter becomes the thread that will eventually unravel decades of carefully buried secrets in this sun-baked Texas town where missing girls cast long shadows. Enter Odette Tucker, a local police officer who lost her leg the very night Trumanelle disappeared, a coincidence that grows increasingly significant. When she receives an anonymous tip about a girl at Wyatt's house, her investigation becomes deeply personal. Odette and Wyatt share a complicated history. They were romantically involved as teenagers, and on the night Trumanelle vanished, they had planned to meet. Instead, Wyatt warned her to run, and later that night, her truck flipped, crushing her leg. "You with one eye, me with one leg," Odette tells Angel after taking her to a safe house instead of reporting her discovery. This physical parallel creates a powerful bond between them. Two women marked by trauma, each missing something vital, yet finding strength in their adaptation. As Odette investigates Angel's appearance, disturbing clues emerge. Dying dandelions arranged like dolls in the field where Angel was found, and a shovel marked 70x7 in red, a biblical forgiveness reference with sinister undertones. The investigation forces Odette to confront family secrets, including her father's possible involvement. Her marriage to Finn, a Chicago lawyer who documented the Trumanelle case, deteriorates over her continued involvement with Wyatt. "When it comes to your feelings for him," Finn says before leaving, "I shouldn't mistake grief for love, guilt for passion." His observation reveals how trauma shapes relationships. After a disturbing call mentioning Trumanelle, Odette discovers her father's supposedly destroyed rattlesnake boots with mud and apparent blood. This leads her to dig at a cross-marked fence post on Branson land. As her shovel strikes something, a gun cocks behind her. When Angel finally speaks, uttering just "dandelion" when asked what she'd like painted on her prosthetic eye, the connection to where she was found takes on new significance. The eye becomes both disguise and revelation, not a miracle, but a beautiful illusion. 5 years later, the traumatized girl returns as Angelica Odette Dunn, adopting her savior's name. At Odette's memorial service, 500 mourners gather for a controversial statue unveiling honoring both Trumanelle and Odette. Before the winged figure with its blank face and inscription, "We will wait forever," Angel silently vows, "I'm coming after you, you son of a bitch." At Odette's abandoned home, Angel discovers prosthetic legs arranged in a row and a Betty Crocker cookbook transformed into a crime archive. Its pages reveal Odette's methodical work, bloody handprint photos, evidence bags with glitter-speckled hair, police reports, GPS coordinates, and diary entries documenting her growing obsession. Through Angel's investigation, we reconnect with those changed by the disappearances. Finn, now an alcoholic, Rusty, Odette's former partner still seeking justice, and Wyatt, who continues repainting his house annually, a ritual suggesting deeper, unspoken horrors. As Angel investigates, her childhood trauma resurfaces. At 10, her father shot her in the eye after her mother slapped him for snapping her bikini top. "In the long minute after shooting me, while my father considered firing again," Angel recalls, "I knew he would always be watching me." This trauma explains her silence when Odette found her. It had literally stolen her voice. Her pursuit leads to an attack at Odette's house, where she defends herself with one of Odette's prosthetic legs against an older man wearing a cross. the final revelation uncovers that Reverend Tucker, Odette's uncle, accidentally shot Trumanol during a confrontation. When Odette arrived unexpectedly, Wyatt protected her by sending her away. In the chaos, Wyatt's attempt to disarm Tucker resulted in Trumanol's death. Odette's father then cleaned up by killing Frank Branson in a field, later viewing his daughter's leg loss as divine punishment for the cover-up. Angel, now thriving in college, reflects on how each character sought refuge in darkness. Rusty behind sunglasses, Odette riding under covers, Trumanel whispering in moonlit fields, my imprisoned father, Wyatt with his ghost, the Reverend's final moments, and dandelions that carpet graves, enable wishes, and prove resurrection is possible. The dandelions, recurring symbols of fragility and resilience, reach their fullest meaning here. Their presence in graveyards shows life's persistence amid death, while their transformation from bright flower to ethereal seedhead mirrors the characters' journeys from rigid certainties to more delicate but far-reaching truths. Through Angel's evolution, we witness resilience in action. Her lost eye becomes more than a physical wound, it represents a new perspective that values truth over appearances. Despite profound losses, she forges a new identity, her journey from victim to survivor embodying the dandelion cycle of transformation and renewal. The Texas landscape serves almost as another character, vast, unforgiving, yet strangely beautiful. The scorching heat that nearly killed Angel demonstrates nature's indifference, while the endless horizon suggests both possibility and emptiness. The tornado that forces Angel and Wyatt to shelter together catalyzes their reconnection, its violence mirroring their emotional turmoil. This setting creates powerful isolation, with characters often alone on empty roads or in fields. Yet these same spaces offer unexpected beauty, like the spectacular sunset Angel and Wyatt witness after the storm, with fierce oranges and purples promising renewal. The novel explores how silence both protects and destroys. Angel's mutism initially shields her from revealing dangerous truths. Her decision to speak becomes not just an act of courage, but a necessary step toward healing. Similarly, the town's collective silence about its suspicions allowed injustice to fester for years. The novel's exploration of disability profoundly deepens its themes. Odette and Angel's physical differences render them simultaneously vulnerable and strong, their adaptations becoming powerful metaphors for constructing post-trauma identities. The conclusion offers nuanced insight into healing. Angel's reflection that we're all both broken and whole suggests recovery isn't about returning to a pristine pre-trauma state, but integrating wounds into a new wholeness. Like the dandelions appearing throughout, fragile yet persistent, both weeds and wishes, the characters find ways to thrive in harsh conditions. These flowers symbolize resilience, representing how something deemed unwanted can possess beauty and strength. The characters transform their pain into something vital and light-seeking, like dandelions pushing through concrete cracks, defying odds to bloom.